With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, Ireland is well known for distilling high-quality whiskey and gin, but what about perfume? Well, over the past two decades, Ireland has emerged as a major player in the high-quality fragrances. But what do you choose and where do you go to find them? Well, here to help us is beauty writer and makeup artist Leonard Daly. Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
I'm going to get you to pull that mic right into you. I was too busy smelling you off here to help you do anything else. I would just like to say the studio is going to smell phenomenal. Normally, it smells like eggs because I have eggs for here in the morning for breakfast, so everyone comes in, they're like, wow. But now after you leaving, I'll be like, come on in guys, it smells amazing. Yes, we are going to be talking about the Irish perfume scene, right? And can we just talk about developing new perfumes, right? Because when we think about that, you would think like Oui Oui Francie. You wouldn't exactly be thinking Ireland, but it is thriving right now. Why is that?
It's huge. Like, I think Ireland has, we have such a diverse eco amount of plants and stuff that for thousands of years have been used for medicinal purposes, but now we're like, oh, that actually smells nice too, so maybe we'll put that into a perfume, or we'll put that into a lotion or a cream or something.
Yeah, we'll actually make use of it in other ways.
We're
very good at using our land and we have so much of it, and I think we forget that we are an island and we provide so much,
and I think we're totally getting back to using it more now.
In my intro there, I mentioned about distilling. Like, is there a similar process to creating whiskey and gin as there is to perfume?
It's pretty much the same.
Okay.
It's almost exactly the same. Like the distill machine, the distillers, they're exactly the same thing, but what's put into the vats are different. Like, you know, you put hops or whatever for beer. But for this, you'd put like rose petals, or you'd put lavender, or you'd put like the thing that you want to extract the scent from.
And smell like.
And then the steam creates the oil at the end of it, which is then used in perfumes.
It's gassy. You could be making yourself like a lovely gin and a lovely like juniper scented scented fragrance.
A big
mix of both. We don't have the widest range of flowers that can be like found in places like France. I know I keep mentioning France, but that's just what I think of when I think of perfumes.
You know, grass is the centre of the perfume world, so that's France is the most the biggest kind of perfume builder in the world. But we do have some, but like we do have to
import. Yeah, you know, that's what I was going to ask.
We can't grow tuberose because we don't have the weather for it.
No, we don't.
But we can grow incredible lavender, and they've even used gorse in some perfumes.
I'm just always so fascinated about the different things that you can put into perfumes and that they can come out smelling delightful.
Yeah, well, you know, like musk, which is in so many perfumes.
Yeah.
When you smell it on its own, it's disgusting.
Frank.
It's like bone, you know, like it's awful. But added to certain things, it's really beautiful, and it adds a complex scent to something that makes it interesting.
Yeah, it's like the base layer. Add everything on top of it.
And it makes it last longer, and it makes it, it warmer and healthier smelling.
And nicer. Let's talk about, we've a lot of seaweed, right? And let's go to Cork, because Cork has a lot of seaweed. It has a lot of water. Talk to me about Waters and Wild from West Cork.
The most beautiful brand. But they have this rose and seaweed fragrance, which is, it's just magnificent. It's really stunning. But they've also, for a theatre show last year, she made a fragrance that was based on peat. So based on bogs.
So when
you smelt it, you felt like you were in a bog in Offaly. It was amazing. Like, it really brought you to a place. It's phenomenal.
As people who have spent a lot of time in bogs, I'm like, do I want to be brought back to smelling like a bog? Is that where I'm going?
Yes, you do. Like, it was really beautiful. And she's representing Ireland in Osaka in Japan in a World Expo in this year. So, you know,
cool.
Like fragrances, really, we're really pushing Irish fragrances.
Yeah, they're travelling very well. Let's talk about the Burn Perfumery, right? Because they've got a strong emphasis on scents and skincare. Can you talk to me about that a little bit?
What I love about the Burn Perfumery is that everything is made in small batches.
Okay.
So if I bought a perfume this year, if I go to buy it next year, it might smell a little bit differently because they make it all in small batch. I think they make 30 at a time, and then that's that one batch done.
Sorry, that's like the greatest thing in the whole entire world, because you know sometimes when you're wearing a perfume and then suddenly everybody's wearing it, and then the novelty of it wears off, because you're like, I just smell like everybody else. I have the ick of that now, because now I smell like everyone I know or someone on the bus as well. having something that is done in small batches like that means you're...
It's a little bit different
all the time. You're so unique all the time. No one else is going to smell like
and
you.
And they do that with their skincare as well. Like everything is made in teeny tiny batches.
Teeny tiny. We love miniature things, don't we? Love a little small thing. Yeah. Let's stay with the West of Ireland, right? We're going to talk Clunkeen Perfumery, right? Because they really try to celebrate all things Irish. We spoke about smelling like the bog there for a second, right? You're smelling like the burn. What about an iron jumper?
They make smell like an iron jumper. And amazingly, it does in a really beautiful way.
Now, like, that now I like the smell of. Yeah.
But it smells warm and homely and comfortable and it's really gorgeous.
Smells like a hug without it being a cup of tea.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the name of that perfume?
Cluck.
Is it... That's the Celine... Giovacci, is that that one? Or Bonine?
Bonine. But Celine, she's the nose who made it.
Oh, so she's the nose behind it. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
If you've got a name like Celine, you're going to be...
French.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell. You're going to be making perfumes. Yeah. Again, everything is handmade in Galway there, which is obviously great for local industries.
Like, they employ a lot of people. The same with the Burn perfume. They only employ local people, you know. So not only are you supporting industry, you're supporting jobs and... people are getting new skills and they're, you know, like the industry is huge globally. It's like a multi-billion pound industry. So if we're teaching people how to do it, like the industry can grow and grow and grow. It's really exciting.
And also, if you are teaching people and you're keeping it local, which is what we do want. Okay, we want everyone in our local communities to have, you know, really great jobs. And if you are keeping this local, you mentioned about someone going over to represent Ireland in Japan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like your local community can go worldwide and go global
it
with something you've made.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly exciting. Let's talk about the husband and wife team from Tipperary. They've created Memo Paris.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Now, it's really spendy. It's about 230 quid for a bottle. But it just smells expensive. You know, you put it on
rich.
And you're like, oh, you're rich.
Oh, yeah.
It has a leather accord.
Okay.
Smelling
like your leather-bound books.
Yeah. You smell like you're in a library, but a really fancy library in a really beautiful place. It's just really beautiful. They're from Tipperary. He's a Tipperary local. I think the wife is Tipperary as well. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. But it's really, like, it's really gorgeous.
So we'll be changing the sentence to up tip up perfume.
Yeah.
That we're going with that. Yeah. That they come out with. That. I know you said it's many. It's about like 200 quid. That would be very much a special occasion perfume.
Oh, every day is a special occasion. I don't believe in that. I think you should just smell how you want to smell.
But this is what I cannot buy really expensive perfumes because I'm addicted to it. So I spritz myself every day as I'm walking out the door.
Me too. Because that's what life is for. It brings you happiness.
There you go.
Yeah.
Spend the money and smell great.
And smell gorgeous.
We can totally understand how obviously the wilds of the West can influence perfume, but let's talk about Oxmantown Skincare and Scopoli. They're both based in Dublin.
Yeah. There's one, like, one is in Stony Batter.
Yeah.
And they make perfume oils as opposed to Eau de Parfum, which is...
Little dab on.
Kind of a roly that you put on. And they've won a roly one and it's beautiful. It's really fresh. Like, it's not heady or heavy or... It's a great everyday light scent. But the oil lasts for ages. Like, it will last almost as long as Eau de Parfum.
Okay, fantastic.
And it's healthy as well. Like, there's no alcohol in it. So you can, you know, if you have a baby and you don't want to be getting that in the baby, it won't do that. Or
I got really confused for a second. I was going to be saying that you don't want to be rubbing it on the baby. I was like, are we putting perfume on babies these days? I don't think we are.
Absolutely. Some of them smell awful.
I know what you mean, though. It's like the sensitivity of your skin. And some people have incredibly sensitive skin. They can't cope with it.
They can't put anything on. So those kind of oils are a much better kind of option.
Yeah. So, Leonard, it is clear if you want to smell great, you can stick Irish.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing Madigan Rose 27. So Madigan is an Irish cashmere brand.
Yeah.
And they have a scent. And I think they made it initially so that the store would smell beautiful, but people were coming in going like, what is that?
What is the smell?
So they then produced it as a parfum, which is, it's great.
Yeah.
And that's about 95 for a bottle. But it's a 100ml bottle, so which would last ages.
You get long out of it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for making the studio smell nice. It'll smell like this for days now because there's no air in here. It's fantastic. If you want a unique perfume this year, you can definitely think Irish. Thank you so much, Leonard, for chatting with us today. That's Leonard Daly, makeup artist and beauty writer. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.